basic 40-man platoon to a 5,000-man brigade. In addition to that, I was very, very much involved in the introduction of the current M16 rifle system into the Army. When I was a battalion commander in combat in Vietnam and came back, and at that time it was a very controversial rifle, and there was a lot of problems associated with it, and I was one of the few that testified in Congress about how we operated in the field. Based on that, I guess I was assigned research and development, and I was in charge of the small arms development for the United States Army for a while. And during that course of time, I wound up on the Department of Defense special committee that was responsible for making all of the technical fixes on the M16 rifle, at which time I worked with Eugene Stoner, who was the inventor of the rifle, with senior executives in Winchester, Remington, arms manufacturers around the country, a lot of contacts there. I later became the chief of research and development for all combat material in the United States Army, in the division that I ran in the Pentagon. And from that job, I was then sent back to troops again, and I commanded the last brigade, full brigade of troops, 5,000 troops, that were draftees. And after that, there were fillers for the new volunteer army. And that was quite a transition and quite a challenge along the line. I was pulled out of that brigade to do a cost-effectiveness analysis to support the introduction of the what's known as now as the Bradley Fighting Vehicle. That's the combat infantry fighting vehicle replacing the vehicles that we had in the Korean days. And it's the one that's out there and has had a wonderful of experience and reputation and performance since we went into the Middle East. I was the guy who came up with the recommendation to arm that vehicle with a 25-millimeter self-propelled gun, which has been acclaimed as being one of the best that's ever been fielded. I came back to the Chief of Research and Development after that assignment, and I became the Executive Officer for the Chief of Research and Development, and that is, I ran the office for the 3-star who's responsible for all research and development in the Army. And I was recommended for and came out on the list for promotion to brigadier, and was pulled off for political purposes, I believe. It wasn't anything I didn't do. And the chief of the Army at that point in time was very concerned about the implementation and fielding of some of the so-called smart weapons. These are weapons that are guided into the target by some means, such as a laser. And he was worried about how easy those weapons might be countered. And I was given the job to come up with determining the vulnerability on all of these so-called smart weapons, including the ones that you see in the news today, where these airplanes go over unmanned and can knock out a target the size of the door behind you. It was quite a challenge, and that was my last duty assignment, and I decided that I didn't want to be an old colonel and sit around and talking about my service. I'd get out, and I then became a I joined one of the so-called think tanks in Washington known as Systems Planning Corporation, and we did a lot of research in support of advanced systems for the Department of Defense, and I personally worked with the DARPA, the Defense Advanced Projects Research Agency, in supporting some of their work. And during that time, one of my classmates from the Army War College, along with myself, had been in the R&D business, the research and development side of the Army, and we'd seen a lot of big industries spend millions of dollars trying to perfect products that would come into the Army or into the Department of Defense. Most of the time, not understanding what the problem was, and would wind up having to re-engineer this kind of thing, and we would have to go back and redo it all. And so this classmate of mine decided that he would organize this company that would do strategic planning for these big industries, figure out exactly what they were capable of doing, research the requirements from the Department of Defense, and then come up with a solution. And